With the Advent season, there are many opportunities to step away from busy life and spend time with the Lord, and one special opportunity for young adults is coming up very soon. Joining me this morning is Stephen Shields. He is the president of the Young Catholic Professionals Portland chapter, and he's going to share all about their upcoming Advent retreat on December 13th. Stephen, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
Well, why don't you start off by just reminding our listeners what Young Catholic Professionals is and why it's so important for the young adult community?
Sure. Young Catholic Professionals is a Catholic organization for people in their 20s and 30s. Our motto is really to learn how to work for witness in Christ. And what that means is an opportunity for younger people in the Portland area to get together and connect about their Catholic faith. And if things come up about what they do for a living or where they're at in school, that's great too. But ultimately, it's about giving young people a way to build the Catholic connection and to grow their faith.
There are so many ways that I think our community has grown locally here because of Young Catholic Professionals, and there's been a lot happening just in this year. So back in the summer, the last time we had you here on the morning show, you had just taken over the new role as chapter president. So what have the last few months been like for you and for the chapter?
They've been amazing for me. I feel like I've grown personally and spiritually in this role. The leadership team is amazing. We have 15 total people on our leadership team, including myself. So thanks be to God for that. And we are all motivated and very devout and excited to be on our team. We've had several big events since I kind of took over. We had a riverboat cruise on October 4th, which was kind of a collaboration with the Seattle chapter. We had a mass that day at St. Francis of Assisi, which is my parish,
right.
Which is the St. Francis feast day. And then we did a riverboat cruise. And then the next day we had an event at the Grotto and a beautiful tour and food trucks. And it was an amazing event. And, you know, getting to meet young Catholics from another city was really special as well.
Yes. I just had a great time that weekend. And we've never done a crossover event. Some of us know each other, but we've never done an event like that. So that was really, really special.
It really was. And I hope, you know, I feel like people made a lot of friends from Seattle that, you know, they'll stay in touch with. And beyond that, we had some of our typical events. We had a beautiful event at Lady Hill Winery, which is a networking happy hour. And that was my first time out there. And I had just kind of an incredible little oasis of just so peaceful and people are so nice. And
yeah,
we had a speaker event with Deacon Brett Edmondson and kind of discussed what it was like to be a deacon and all that that took to become a deacon, way more involved, way more difficult than I thought, and very impressive. And we had a virtue panel on the virtue of humility, which I know I can use more of. And
can't we all?
Can't we all, right? That litany of humility hits hard.
That's painful.
It is.
I always sort of regret praying it afterwards. Like, oh, Lord, that hurt a little bit.
Right. And that was out at St. Edward's Parish in Kaiser.
Yes.
So we've been doing a lot. And we're rocking and rolling, going right into the holiday season, and we're excited.
Well, it has just been an exciting year, and like you said, there's much more to come. I am speaking this morning with Stephen Shields. He is the president of the Portland chapter of Young Catholic Professionals. Well, Stephen, let's talk about the big event that YCP has coming up, and that is the annual retreat. For me, personally, the retreats are my favorite part of YCP, so why don't you tell us about the retreat coming up?
Sure. So it's our 2025 Young Catholic Professionals Portland Chapter Advent Retreat. It's going to be on Saturday, December 13th at Mount Angel Abbey. They've been wonderful in allowing us to use their space again, so we are so grateful. Modern Day Radio is a sponsor of ours, so thank you for your support.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, we're going to have a table there, and so we're excited about that,
yeah,
too.
We're going to have a table there, and you know, we're just happy to collaborate with y'all and all of your support, as always. The event runs from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. If you're a priest or religious or a YCP Belong member, the event's free. If not, the fee is $15, but this includes coffee and snacks, and lunch is provided as well. The theme for the retreat this year is Christ's Hope, which kind of aligns with, you know, the Jubilee Year of Hope.
Sure.
This year, which, you know, this year has been, I don't know how else to say it, fairly crazy in some ways. And I feel like Christ's Hope is what we can all look to and what we all really need. And, you know, and sometimes that can be somewhat difficult for all of us.
Absolutely. I think that's such a great theme to close out the Jubilee year. And and to really reflect on that. So tell me about the special speaker whom you are bringing out here to speak on that theme.
Sure. So our speaker this year is Sister Marianne Spangers, who is a Franciscan Sister of Christian Charity. She's coming all the way from Wisconsin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible.
She is great. And she has an extensive background as a theology teacher, not only at the high school, but at the collegiate level as well. And then a lot of extensive experience in international ministry.
Okay.
Lived in Peru for a number of years, and she's going to be very captivating, and she's very passionate. So it's kind of broken into two sessions, morning and afternoon. The morning session of the retreat will focus on Mary as a vessel of hope.
Mm.
And then the afternoon session will focus on Joseph as a man of hope and dreams.
Wow.
She's got a great workbook to kind of work out of, and we've allotted a lot of time for small group interaction and discussion. And then also as part of the retreat, we're doing a mass and time for confession and adoration. And so it's mm-hmm. really meant to be educational, but, you know, we really want it to be all about, you know, devotion to our Lord at the same time.
It's a great mix, I think, of deepening your relationship with the Lord, of learning something new, of getting to meet new people. I always love that people come from all over for the retreat because it's a little further south in Mount Angel. And so we get people from all over the place, up and down the valley, from Washington, we've had people from Southern Oregon come up. So I just love that it's just a great mix of all these different things all packed in one day.
Absolutely. And also I'd like to add, you know, everybody listening, please tell all your friends, family, people. You don't have to be Catholic. You don't have to be even Christian. You know, if they're interested and coming to something like this, please don't be shy about inviting people, because you never know what can happen at an event like this.
That's a great reminder. And Stephen, how can people sign up for the retreat?
So they can sign up by going to our website, ycpportland.org, and it's pretty easy to sign up. It's also easy to become a YCP Belong member, which it's just for a small monthly fee. You get, you know, various perks, like it's free to this event and, you know, things like free drink tickets and appetizers at some of our other events. So yeah, just online. And we are asking people to try to register no later than December 5th. So,
okay.
Yes.
All right. So if you are a young adult out there, or if you know a young adult, please share this great opportunity to get away for an Advent retreat. And Stephen, before we go, maybe you can let us know, what are some other things on the horizon for YCP?
Sure. So we have a YCP member epiphany party happening on January 9th at Steeplejack Brewing Company in Portland, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and you can come enjoy complimentary appetizers and dessert and a drink ticket on us.
Wow.
So that should be a nice, a good time. And we're also planning on the second Tuesday of the month in January a pickleball event. So,
oh, fun.
So we are getting the details straightened out in that, and there'll be more to come on when and where for that. But yeah, we kind of want to do something different. You know, everybody's going into the new year hoping to maybe be a little more maybe active.
Sure.
And kind of get out and play a little, see what this pickleball rage is all about.
Yeah. I've never actually played pickleball, so maybe I'll have to try it out at this event.
Yeah, I was a tennis player, so, you know, I can kind of transfer over.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, just give people, they kind of mix it up a little bit, something else to do, and we look forward to it. And speaking on 2026 as well, we're working on getting some amazing speakers for everybody, and, you know, we'll have our Lent retreat in March. And,
right.
And again, we're open to suggestions and ideas as far as speakers and things like that are concerned. And we're just really excited with the direction this chapter is going.
Well, I'm excited too. You are all doing a fantastic job. So best of luck finalizing all the plans for this Advent retreat. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Sarah.